Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Let's try to get this one up to 666 like Larson the Devil.
Anyway, wow. Sorry about that. What's in the news?
Lots in the news. Of course, tonight, Dark Side of the Ring Season 2 season finale is airing about the tragic death of Owen Hart. Owen's widow, Martha, is making the media rounds in advance of that episode. And in several interviews, she's gone into extensive detail about why she's, shall we say, hesitant to allow WWE to induct her late husband into their Hall of Fame. This is what she had to say to The Wrap. Quote, "I've forgiven Vince for everything. I don't carry any of that with me. But at the same time, you could forgive people. That doesn't mean you have to befriend them. If you want to donate to the foundation, that would be great. But I would never allow them to honor Owen when they are responsible for his death."
I saw an interaction on Twitter that suggested the foundation had raised like $4 million for whatever it does, which is fantastic, which is really great. So she added during an interview with CBS Sports, there's always been this talk that, oh, we want to put Owen in the Hall of Fame. Hart said, "Their Hall of Fame? They don't even have a hallway of fame. It doesn't exist. There's nothing. It's a fake entity. There's nothing real or tangible. It's just an event that they have to make money. They put it on TV and have a celebration, and it's just so ridiculous. I would never even entertain it. It's garbage." It's hard to disagree with the fact that it's just a bunch of show and that they don't even have like a physical Hall of Fame, and it's the people going in are in just at Vince's whims.
I
understand that. I get that. Like,
yeah,
that would be really weird if she just showed up to honor Owen and, you know, he totally died on their watch. She had a lot to say. She was on Talk Is Jericho as well. I started listening to that this morning, but those good folks over at Fightful putting in the good work, they had a transcript for some stuff about the Montreal Screwjob. Some of which was not really surprising. You know, Owen, she says that Owen had asked for his release after the screw job, and they said no. They gave him a raise to sort of say, hey, you know, stick around. We'll give you a raise because, you know, basically he couldn't work anywhere else if that wasn't
the case. Well, it's interesting she puts it that he signed a deal. He had his contract, and, like, if he just wanted to stop working, it says here, the way the contract worked, if you don't work, you can't work any for somebody else. You don't necessarily have to work, but you're not making any money, and you can't work somewhere else.
Yeah. I assume she means in the world of wrestling. Like, if he wanted to leave wrestling and get a job at McDonald's, he could have done that.
Obviously, yeah. Because he's not working for any competition.
Yeah.
But if he wanted to leave, he just said, all right, I'm not working for you anymore, and WWE and showed up on Nitro, there would be an issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not shocking. But yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, it's interesting. Tonight's going to be an interesting episode. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be a bit of a tough watch. I will never talk about core memories. We like to talk about core memories here.
Yeah.
You remember coming home, and Amber, my girlfriend at the time, had recorded because she had the VCR, the black box for cable. She would just get pay-per-views. And I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations of that is done with anyway, so I'm not getting her in trouble.
Should hope so.
But we got the tape offer and we came home, and like in the AOL chat rooms, every like user created chat room was titled Owen is dead. And we pop in the VCR, we're like, what the hell? We pop in the VCR and, you know, we see what had happened. And that's rough. So it's going to be odd revisiting that memory.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That is going to be weird. That is going to be very odd. And it will be emotional for sure watching that tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah, I started listening to the Talk of Jericho thing. I just didn't get all the way through it. I got like the first 10 minutes or so. And Jericho is very sure, like at the beginning, he's like, hey, listen, this is about celebrating his life and the good memories she has with him, you know, and I'm sure she'll open up also about the actual tragedy. But he wanted to make sure that it was all about, you know, the positives of his legacy. And then Pro Wrestling Tees, they've got Owen Hart. They struck a deal with Martha, and now they have Owen Hart shirts available. So if you ever want an Owen Hart shirt, you can get them now. And the proceeds, I think, will go to his foundation. So
yep,
that's all good stuff. You know what else is good stuff, man?
What?
Pro wrestling's coming back to California.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Get ready.
Reopening.
Pro wrestling is going back to Cali.
To Cali.
Will fans be there? I don't think so.
No.
California Governor Gavin Newsom held a press conference yesterday, dropped an update on the state's reopening efforts, and noted that, quote, pro sports in that first week or so of June without spectators and modifications and very prescriptive conditions also began to move forward if we hold these trend lines in the next number of weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be about 2 weeks before the beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking up that we're going to see some sort of professional sports action taking place here in the state of California, sans fans, without fans.
Yeah.
According to SoCal Uncensored, not the tag team.
No.
The longtime Southern California wrestling news source, New Japan Pro Wrestling is already planning on holding some empty venue shows this summer at the LA Dojo. But could we see other major wrestling promotions come out to California to hold some taping? Steve, yay or nay?
Yay! Of course, yay. Absolutely yay. Let us go. We haven't been hit too bad here in Sacramento. I want to go and contribute to one of these biological bombs. Why not?
I'm not sure that's the appropriate attitude, man.
It's the best attitude. I have a positive attitude. And my corona test will be positive, too, if we do that.
I guess so. You're looking to contribute to something, I guess. The one thing here's the thing. Like, if the promotion is based in California, I would think it's more likely. However, if, say, WWE wanted to do a show out here, you're asking talent, production, all the staff to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, putting themselves, potentially their family, in harm's way traveling. Whereas I'm assuming in the current situation, I know there's several wrestlers. A lot of the wrestlers have to travel for these current tapings. They're doing them in chunks. I'm curious what percentage of the production staff, backstage crew, and so on and so forth are local to the Orlando area. Therefore, they don't have to travel. Hop on planes, so on and so forth. So I still wonder if the fact that having these tapings outside of kind of where they're currently going on is going to potentially put more wrestlers, more staff, more production people potentially in harm's way because there's more traveling involved. And whether that would be a disincentive for WWE, say, to have a show in Los Angeles or something.
I don't foresee the WWE coming out here. I don't think that's going to happen. There has been no evidence to suggest that they are looking to get out of the performance center until fans are available.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for them to, for exactly the reason you just said, like traveling, like beyond even the scope of like, you know, what being put in harm's way, which is totally legitimate. Seemingly Vince McMahon doesn't actually care about that. But what he would care about is just like, why would he bother coming out? Why would he bother going anywhere? Or, you know,
there's great expense taking all your production equipment across the country by truck to California to do a show where you're not going to make any money.
I don't even know. I don't even know what. I'll be honest. I'm not even sure. Maybe, I'm sure, look, he's the governor of California, fifth largest economy in the world. I'm sure he's had discussions with certain pro sports entities about this. I just don't know who would come out to this. Like who
from a,
would?
Like, from a pro wrestling perspective, I think it's only going to be
no, just from a wider from a wider pro sports perspective.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the last we've heard about basketball is that there's apparently some momentum from owners and apparently players as well that they want to pick up the season in some way, shape, or form. And I think the last I heard, it was either Vegas or like Orlando or something like that, or Vegas or yeah, maybe Florida, someplace in Florida, that could be a potential thing where they have all one big, you know, a bubble basically is what they're calling it.
It's essentially what they're trying to do with baseball is limit things to one or two bases of operation, quarantine everybody and try to keep, you know, players, coaches, staff, like anybody involved in running these games in any capacity, essentially on lockdown for the duration, or in the NBA's case, remainder of the season, the playoffs, and hope that in that time frame, no one gets infected, no one tests positive. Because that happens, you're probably to shut the whole thing down again.
Yeah, I mean, beyond that, like in terms of pro wrestling, okay, so New Japan running shows from the dojo, I think that's great. That's a very specific, singular thing, though. I don't know. I have no idea what else this could be. Like, I don't see the WWE coming. It'd be cool if they could, if I could go. But, you know, otherwise, I don't really care if they're going to run an empty arena show out here. Like, it'd probably look worse than the Performance Center. I mean, Daly's Place, I've said this before, Daly's Place looks great because they populate it with people. I still think the WWE should do that. Like, have testing at the door, bring in, rehire those employees you laid off, rehire the people you furloughed, or bring those, end the furlough, and then populate your Performance Center with them.
Alexa Bliss, I don't recall who she was speaking to. I can pull this up real quick. WrestleZone had it. Was talking about the measures. Oh, here it is. And the precautions WWE has taken in advance of all these TV tapings. Nothing about actually testing.
Yeah, I saw the headline.
They get their temperature checked. It was NDTV.
FCTV?
ND.
She on our show?
She said, everyone at WWE is being super careful, super cautious, and super safe. Before we go into the Performance Center, we have to get our temperature checked. We have to get evaluated by a doctor. We have to sign a survey that says we haven't traveled, we haven't gone anywhere, that we don't have any symptoms. We're all wearing masks. We're practicing social distancing. Everything is being cleaned to a medical grade standard, and keeping everyone safe is a main priority right now. But they're not testing.
Yeah, she would say testing if they were testing. That's weird. Anyways.
That's kind of the thing. That regardless of what activity, what league, whether it's semi-pro, if they can somehow get, I don't know, maybe they're just going to have like the two LA soccer teams, the one in San Jose, just play a bunch of games, you know, like repeatedly, and that's the season.
Yeah.
as soon as anybody gets to the venue, bang, tested.
Well, and all
and they don't get to go into, they don't get to go in the locker room until the test results come back.
The zeitgeist right now for all the big cities and all the states and everything is testing to, like, AOC was talking about testing today. Governor Cuomo was talking about testing in New York. Everybody's talking about testing. Even, you know, the NBA, like, one of the things is you want to start the season again, there's got to be testing everybody every day, all the time. Test, 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 test. WWE hasn't said, AEW's talking about testing. WWE hasn't said word one about testing. Jesus, man. Get with the times. Test or GTFO.
You got that right.
Could put that on a shirt. Anyways. So we have a sad update on Shad Gaspard missing. Of course, yesterday we talked about this, how TMZ had reported that he and his son were out swimming off Venice Beach on Sunday, and there was some really nasty tides coming in. Some rescuers had to go out and grab some people. He had one of the rescuers grab his son, and then apparently was swallowed up by a wave. He hasn't been seen since. So following up on the story from yesterday's news brief, TMZ now states that the U.S. Coast Guard has informed them that, quote, the search to find Shad Gaspard has been suspended, but also notes that there was at least one boat still searching for Gaspard on Tuesday morning. We're told the case will not be closed until officials find the missing person, but for now, the efforts have been drastically scaled back.
Meanwhile, LAPD told Fox News that, quote, it is still looking for former WWE pro wrestler Shad Gaspard after he went missing while swimming near Venice Beach in Los Angeles Sunday, amid reports that the U.S. Coast Guard suspended its search A representative for the Los Angeles Police Department told Fox News that his efforts to search for Gaspard have not been suspended. However, the representative cannot speak for other agencies involved in the search.
Shad's wife, Celiana, posted the following statement on her Instagram. This has also been shared by quite a few in the wrestling community. Quote, "We would like to express our gratitude to the first responders who rescued Arya," and that's his son, "and to the lifeguards, Coast Guard, divers, fire and police departments for their continued efforts to help our find our beloved Shad. Shad is a fighter, a warrior, and a magical soul. We are hoping and praying for his safe return. As a family, we thank you all for your concern and well wishes. Please continue to keep sending your positivity and prayers to our beloved Shad." So, God, you know, you're hoping for a miracle. Mm-hmm. It seems pretty grim, but, you know, they're not giving up hope, and that's good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe a miracle will happen, but we'll see. Anyways, that's it for News Brief. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow with a News Brief and then our AEW review. Friendos who've been watching our Friendo Club TV, if you're interested in our bonus content, today we have a brand new Ask Steven Larson. You can get to it today, where we find out which serial killer we would be interested in interviewing, if any. Spoiler alert, it's not, we're not really... Actually, your answer that you proposed to me, I think, was a good one.
It's a very short list.
What's that? It's very a short list. Yeah, exactly. So you can check that out by going to the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Or if you're a YouTube channel member, all you got to do is click join, and it's $5 a month. Or by throwing us a subscription over on Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate it. Larson, I'm sure you appreciate it, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.